Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's something going on here, and I don't know what it is, but what are you plotting?
Hey?
Is there something coming up that I don't know about or something?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Don't know, there's just an air of mystery about you and the one that doesn't speak today.
What have you heard or seen?
I haven't heard anything.
Good.
I'm just checking.
I mean, No,
seriously, what is it?
Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be...
Oh, so there is something?
No, I don't know. What am I meant to say?
I'm going to get out of you because you're really tired today, and actually, I could easily, if I carried on this line of questioning, I could easily get out of you what's going to happen.
Right.
What is it?
A truth or dare game? I mean, yeah, it's a truth or dare. It's a truth or dare.
All right, here we go. So when's this on?
After 8 o'clock. After 8:30.
Are we all playing?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just you.
Okay.
What else do you want to know?
who is on the truth or dare game? Who have you got?
People close to you, I can't say.
What, so they come on and tell me stories?
Three people.
Yeah.
Will come on. And you have to, you listen to them and you have to say, they say, hi, I'm so-and-so and I've got a story on Scott.
Oh, God, we've done this before.
You have to try and remember what information they have on you and then you have to say whether you want to hear it and you're happy for it to go out on the radio or whether you want to take a dare instead.
Okay.
Which may or may not be something awful.
That went wrong last time. Okay.
Is this the game that we played when Chappers ended up dancing with that man in the thong?
Yes. Bad things happen on this
Bobby
game.
Bobby Valentino.
Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes, because I remember having a conversation with someone on the website about where they hadn't airbrushed out the big spot on his bum.
Did Bobby ask for that?
No, but it wasn't anything. Bobby was fine with it. I was just like, oh, if I was Bobby, I wouldn't want that.
No, big zit on there.
Mm.
So did they pixelate it?
No, they didn't. It's still on there now.
Okay, good. So Truth or Dare featuring mostly me. Just after 8 o'clock, and we have the best of what's occurring. Some of the best bits at 7:45. A slight problem in my house at the moment. My flatmate is going away because he's got his own Edinburgh show, so he's going away for a month, and he's away as of tonight. Now you know I can't do any cooking, so what he's done is he's done that thing like your mum sometimes does, where he's made loads of meals before he goes. So that all I have to do is go into the freezer, get out the container, defrost it on easy defrost on the microwave, which I've just learned how to use, and then just heat it up. Amazing. So rather than starve, that's what he's done for me, because he's a good flatmate like that. How good is that?
Oh, my God. So what have you got for tonight?
Well, here's the thing. The night before last, he was like, right, I'm going to cook all this food, Dr. Ebb.
The one that doesn't speak has just said, truth or dare has nothing on this confession. The fact that you get your housemate to cook for you. And
no, he offered. I didn't go, cook for me, wench.
Really?
No. So there was an industrial-sized portion of mince on my chopping board, which I did send a tweet about the night before last. So he's made loads of chilli, OK? So
why were you chopping mince?
I wasn't. This is all chopped and ready there. OK?
Isn't mince already...
Yes, it's in the... OK, it goes from the packet onto the chopping board. I take a picture of it before it goes in the pan.
Right.
There's a lot of mince on this chopping board, right?
I was going to say, that's just excess washing up. You can normally just take it out of the packet straight into the pan.
Yeah, but I wanted to take a picture first, okay. So I got him to put it on the chopping board.
OK.
Anyway, so we've got the chilli all made. That's all done, OK? He has got all the chilli made.
Right.
The trouble is, I get home last night, long day of rehearsals.
Is it a bit too hot for you?
No, I've delved in already. So he gets home last night and he's like, oh, brilliant. Well, I'm away for a month and you've already eaten a third of your chilli surprise.
He's done a month's worth of food.
No, he hasn't. He's done, like, quite a lot of chilli. There's probably about 6-7 containers and the two of them have gone. Because it's lush. And if it's out there, you want to eat it. Because he's not frosted it. He's not frozen it yet. That's the word for frozen.
What else has he done?
Here's the thing. This morning,
do anything for breakfast?
No. This morning, when I get up, there's a massive, and I mean massive, tray of lasagna. Now, when you get up at 5:30, you're a bit hungry. The first thing you want to do is dive into that lasagna. Am I right? Could you do lasagna for breakfast? I know I certainly can.
Yeah, if it's cold.
Absolutely. So have I taken a chunk out of it already? Yes, I have.
So for the next month, you're going to be living on mints?
Yeah, it's mostly... there's a lot of beef and a lot of lamb in my life for the next... for the next month, really.
You do know you can get ready meals. If you've got a microwave, you can get ready meals in the shops, which you can just put in the
microwave.
Can you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. We're going well Spanish today because it's Radio 1's Ibiza weekend. Listen, we've even got this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yes, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? With some Spanish vibe. And we meet a new contestant. Hiya, Sophie.
Hello.
Where are you off of?
Off of Essex.
Essex, right. And how old are you?
I'm 18.
Nice. And what are your plans for today?
I'll probably get out of bed at some point and then go to a party. Oh, and I have a job interview, but I'd forgotten about that. Oh, and I have a driving lesson. Oh, my God, I've got all these things I've forgotten about.
You've just suddenly remembered. You're having all these flashbacks to things that you've got to do. And I just get up and go to a party. So
yeah. When's
your driving lesson, please?
9:30. Yes.
Really hope the thing doesn't happen to you that happened to me on one of mine.
What happened to you?
On my test, actually, a cat decided to go under the car during the second point of my 3-point turn.
Oh my God! Did you run it over?
No, it just kind of sat there. But I think that.
Was a sign that you should never be allowed near a car.
No, I think that's why I got failed on that one.
It's not your fault that you attract cats.
No. But don't just sit under the car during the 3-point turn. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like it knew and it wanted to wind you up.
Aren't you meant to do in your driving test what you do in real life?
Yeah, but
so
they
what
don't.
What would you do in real life? You'd stop the car, get out, go, here, cat, 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 here, cat, cat. Get it out and then continue as you were.
No? Well, good luck with that today, Sophie.
Thank you.
What's the party tonight? What's the party?
Pardon?
What's the party tonight?
What's the party? Boy's having a party because his parents are gone, so yeah.
Yes!
Nice. Do you not work at the moment then, Sophie? You just like partying all the time and maybe occasionally having a driving lesson?
I'd like to say I'm not working and partying all the time, but I'm not at work and all my friends are at work and I just sort of laze about and then hope that they're free to meet me. It's really rubbish.
Brilliant.
What's your job interview for?
Budgins.
What?
Yeah, budgins.
Budgins!
Co-op.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, dear. But my brother and sister have an interview there as well, and I'm really annoyed at them for applying because they already have jobs. So I'm a bit annoyed.
And you're worried that they might get the job that you want?
Yeah, because that's the reason they have jobs and I don't, because they got the last jobs and I got rejected. So, I don't know. It's sad times.
Sad times.
I would have a job in budgins. That would be quite cool.
It would be. Like, they have a good uniform in budgins as well.
I think it's green.
Yes, it is.
That's quite a flattering colour.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Yeah.
And you could be, like, pricing stuff up, and sometimes you can be on the checkout.
Serving people their milk and their bread.
Living the dream.
It is the dream.
Right, welcome to Oh, What's Occurring.
Hello.
Hello. This is the best of, so you may have heard some of these situations before, so pay attention.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. So, for you, you're aware of a man called David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Do you love it?
I love it. I love it.
Well, he likes to talk about one thing mostly, and that is himself.
Okay.
So what I did was got some clips of David Hasselhoff, right?
Yes.
Then called actual David Hasselhoff and played the clips to him down the phone. So he's having a kind of conversation with himself, all right?
Okay.
My question to you both today on Oh, What's Occurring, how long would David Hasselhoff chat with himself before he got bored? Let's start with Sophie.
I'm going to 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Becky?
42 minutes.
42 minutes, yeah.
Well, I think you just carry on all day, but we've probably had to edit it down, so.
Here's the Hoff, talking to himself.
Hello.
Good actual morning.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Who is this?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff, yes.
Ça va?
Ça va.
Oui.
Oui. Who is this?
David Hasselhoff.
I used to be.
That's right.
What?
What are you doing tonight? I mean, we could go out.
What am I doing tonight? I'm going to the Thames, and then I'm going to a barbecue, and I'm going to a kind of party in Henley.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We get make sweet music together.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Hello?
Guess what I did last night?
What did you do last night?
I went to bingo.
You went to bingo?
Yes.
Did you win?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
You what? A...
Is this Scott?
Nope. You ninny.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Okay, then. I think he realised it was me towards the end. Love the idea of the Hoff playing bingo. It was 1 minute and 2 seconds. Sophie gets the point.
What's occurring? Buenos días de parte de Scott, Becky y the one that doesn't speak.
Good morning. Next one. You know Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyles show? Do you remember a while ago we got him papped to make him feel famous? There's a company that you can get and you can hire these fake paparazzi. So they just camped outside Radio 1. With all their cameras.
They come with, like, autograph hunters, don't they? Like, people with, like... They had signed pictures of him that they wanted to get signed. And,
to make you feel
amazing.
Like a proper celeb. It's really good. So, as soon as he came out of Radio 1, the fake paps are there, which we'd hired, and they set to work on him straight away.
The building is in the doorway, 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 doorway. There.
Matt! So, it's a simple question. How long would Matt Fincham answer questions from the fake paparazzi from before he got bored? So, the fake paps are outside. They've got their long zoom lenses. There's some autograph hunters as well who all have pictures of him ready for him to sign, which would freak you out if you just walked outside Radio 1. How long does he put up with the paps for, Becky?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
He loves the attention.
He does love it. Soph?
Oh, 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Here's Matt Fincham getting fake papped. Let's see how he does.
The building's in the doorway, 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 doorway. There.
Matt, what did it feel like?
What does what feel like?
How do you think of the situation?
Matt, please, Matt.
Just a quick
no comment.
Oh, come on, Matt, for our listeners.
What is going on?
Please, one more.
This way,
Matt.
Please,
come on. What are your plans now, Matt?
Matt,
what are your parents think?
What does it feel like?
No comment.
Matt, nowhere.
What is going on?
Where do you get your cardies from?
Marks and Spencer.
I like the colour. What's your favourite colour?
Purple. What's the new season? What's the new season next?
Well, that's Matt Fincham. I love Matt Fincham.
That is weird. You wouldn't expect that ever. It was 1 minute. So, once again, Sophie gets the point.
I love the way he was so mysterious. Like, he didn't even know what they were asking about, and he was still like, no comment.
No comment.
Just in case he had done something a bit odd.
Listen to that scrum. So that was Matt Fincham getting papped. He still really hasn't forgiven us for that.
What is going on? Where do you get your cardies from?
That's a good question.
Do you think they ask that to everyone?
So that was the fake paparazzi stalking Matt Fincham. Sophie's in the lead, and now...
Stupid Street.
That's right, let's go on to Stupid Street. Now, they can be a bit stupid sometimes on Stupid Street, but my question is, could I convince them that I was an actual French person? So I went on to Stupid Street, I spoke to some people in French. How many would believe that I, Scott Mills, is an actual French? Sophie?
One
person?
Yeah.
Becky?
None.
Not one?
No. It depends what you said.
All right, well, let's find out. Here's me pretending to be French on Stupid Street.
Bonjour.
Hi.
Parlez-vous français?
No, I'm afraid not, no.
No?
No, I don't speak French at all.
Je suis français.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oui.
Yeah, okay.
Oui.
Yes, yeah, I believe you.
Bonjour.
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 Je suis français.
Ah oui, d'accord. Moi aussi.
You're French.
Oui, je suis français.
Je suis un magasin.
Tu es un magasin?
Oui.
Do you understand what you are saying?
No. Bonjour.
Hello.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
Je suis un gâteau.
I'm English.
Je suis français.
Ah, you are French.
Oui. Où est la fenêtre?
I'm very basic French.
Je voudrais une pomme de terre et le gâteau.
Cake? Gâteau?
Oui, 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 oui.
Do I like cake?
Oui.
Oui.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Two. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Scott.
Hello.
J'ai 11 ans.
Ok.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
Je suis français.
Ok.
Oui.
You're French. Ok.
Je suis un?
Oh.
Oh! Hello.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis français.
Oh, I see. Je suis anglais.
Où est le jambon?
Où est le jambon? Where is the ham?
Where?
Ici.
Three.
Bonjour. Je suis français.
Moi aussi.
Oh. Je suis un gâteau.
Ah bon?
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Right, I wasn't accounting for the fact there'd be two French people on Stupid Street. That messed it up a bit. Now, I think there that four people believe that I was an actual French.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sophie said one, you were nearest. Clean sweep for you today, my darling, on Oh, What's Occurring?
Yes.
I know that you lie about your age, but to say you were 11...
Don't lie about my age, that's not true.
No, but 11, you're not going to get away with 11.
But he did also say he was a cake.
Yeah, and a ham. No, it's the last time I really spoke any French was when I was 11.
When you were looking for the potato.
Je m'appelle Scott Mills, j'habite Eastley, j'ai 11 ans. It always sticks with you, doesn't it? Okay, so I hate to interrupt your very, very, very wild lifestyle, but can I speak to you on Monday? Oh, I'm sorry to ruin your plans.
No, I think I might be on a plane.
Oh, darling.
Yeah.
Where are you jetting off to?
Hungary.
Wow.
You do live. You're living the dream. You're like...
I basically am Kesha in Budgeons.
I was thinking more Paris Hilton.
Budgeons Kesha. I love it.
Okay, right, so you...
So it was short but sweet then.
So you've been on for one day and now you can't fit me into your busy schedule on Monday.
I really would love to fit you into my schedule. I think I can play on Monday, but I can't play Tuesday.
Right, so first you could not, and then you can now.
No, I think my slot is not till, like, 10 or something.
What time's good for you?
Yeah, we'll fit around you.
No, I think I can play on Monday. God, no, I don't want to be really embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Oh, no, I think I can play on Monday, but I can't play,
Well, you can't just say, I think I can. I need a straight yes or no answer, frankly.
Yes, I can play on Monday.
Amazing. Right, if I call you and your phone is off, then watch
Hatred.
Out. Watch
okay.
out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What right. are you going to do?
Well, just watch out. Okay, then I'll speak to you on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Enjoy your party tonight.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Budgeons Kesha. High five.
I'm pressing it, but
you're
it won't
not,
make
though,
a noise. It's not making
it's
a noise.
Awkward,
my five button doesn't really like you.
Your five button doesn't work now.
Yeah.
Okay, have one back.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
The first, a truly uncomfortable bit of radio, probably. It's 8:51 on the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Buenos dias.
Are you sure you wanted to go through with this?
I don't think I have much choice.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Truth or dare? Right.
Oh, okay.
It sounded really ominous, and then we're like, da-da, game show. Okay, here's how it works. Three people, all with some amazing stories about you that you probably don't ever want revealed to the public.
Okay.
Okay, all you've got to do is tell me whether you want to hear the story or take the dare. Truth or dare.
But but I don't know who these people are.
No, you can. I'll give you, here's the first person who's got some gossip on you.
Okay.
Hiya, it's Jake. I'm from Bradford. I'm 6 years old now. Six Monday. I've got a very funny true story about Scott.
Right, so this is Jake, who we sometimes have on Oh, What's Occurring, who is now six as of...
Monday.
And he describes stuff on air, and then you have to guess what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what Jake would have on me. Let me hear that again.
Hiya, it's Jake. I'm from Bradford. I'm 6 years old now. Six Monday. I've got a very funny true story about Scott.
If he's finding it funny, I want to hear it.
Thing is, I just know from experience...
Boobies.
...that he does tell it like it is, but I don't think he's got... Just trying to think what he might have on me.
I think you can hear the excitement in his voice.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Do you want to go through with it, or do you want to take the dare? Think about what he could know.
That's what I am trying. It's racing through my head.
He knows about big girls in belly tops.
He knows
about chavs. And he knows about boobies. So
oh, no.
The evidence...
He's not going to hold back, is he? Whatever he knows.
No. Going to risk it for a biscuit?
I am going to go for... truth.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, truth, please. Oh, God! All right, go on.
My Uncle Steve told me this. He went to the beach and was the chavs all behind him, eating ice cream, scratching my bum, and they had chains around my neck and still having an ice cream, talking to his friends, showing off in front of his friends. But he thought if the chavs threw some ice cream on, so he licked it, but he didn't know it was more bird poo, and he licked it. Because it was white, like ice cream. And the black bit might have looked like crumbles off a cone, off a chocolate. They all sat on the toilet all day, having food and diarrhea. If I toilet.
Oh, thanks for that, Jake.
So... Right, let's get this right. You went on holiday, there were some chavs behind you, the chavs were eating ice cream, you thought the chavs threw ice cream at you,
yes.
You licked it off your arm,
mm-hmm.
And it was bird poo, and
yes.
Then you spent on the whole day on the toilet with poos going... Pfft.
Yeah, because I... the ice cream just landed on my arm, and so I don't know why, but it looked white, so I licked it off my arm, and I was so ill, like, seriously, horrible. So, yeah, I thought some chavs threw ice cream at me, so I just went, oh, that's nice. I'll lick it. I don't know why that went through my head to lick it, but I did.
And you thought the black bits were like some crumbled chocolate?
Yeah.
You
just
are.
You know, you
weird.
Get sprinkles on the top. Anyway.
I've never seen a chocolate chip look like that.
I think I've told that story before, so I feel like I've got off all right with that one.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Second person.
Hi, Scott. It's Fraser, your flatmate. And I've got a truth that you will hate me sharing. Do you remember back in South Africa, after a few too many wines, and you did that thing that you were really embarrassed about the next day?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I still want to hit your face then. Was... Oh, my God, what is it? Play it.
No.
Play it.
No.
Oh, my God, you've got so red.
I can't do that.
What on earth is it?
It was our first day in South Africa, right, and... The thing is about South Africa, it's dangerous because there's like, it's far away, it's like a 12-hour flight, but there's only an hour time difference. So we got there and it was like, oh, brilliant, it's a really sunny afternoon, let's go and drink some wine. And it's quite cheap, the wine. So we had some bottles of wine and then we went back to the hotel, and because I wanted to get back for 7 because South African Idol was on. And then after that, I'm not telling you. Dare, definitely.
No, carry on.
No, dare.
I thought you were gonna accidentally give it away and then
what,
go
the
dare.
Ending of South African Idol?
Yeah, and then just go dare. And we'd have heard the story anyway. Go on, what happened?
No, I'm not telling you.
No?
No, I can't.
Dare?
Dare.
You didn't even know what the dare thing was.
No, I'm just going straight
for dare.
I
didn't even tell you.
I'm not telling you.
Are you sure you want the dare?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what the dare is. The dare is I've got some amazing clips of you from a really old radio station. I think
Oh no!
I think it's from the early 80s.
It's not from the early 80s. I wasn't on radio in the early 80s.
It sounds like you were in the 80s. Are you sure you
this
still want to go there?
This is my worst thing. I hate this.
And imagine what you could be talking about on this radio show.
I hate to think.
What did you used to talk about when you were first on the radio?
All sorts.
Yeah? You sure you still want to go for it?
Just to warn you, I do have a voice like that. A really posh voice. But that was the voice I thought you had to make because you were on the radio. All right, play them. Oh, God, there's three clips.
Yeah? Go on, then.
Seriously?
First one, you chose Dare.
I want to know what love is. 11:30, Scott Mills here. British Telecom have announced today that they're cutting the price of directory inquiries. Yes, phoning 192 will cost a lot less soon. If you want to find out the number of somewhere, which is about time as well.
Oh, good Lord. What the hell is that?
What station were you on where you thought it was interesting to talk about the price of phone calls?
They told me to do more stories that were news stories, so I did.
Yay, you can now find out people's phone numbers. Woo! Sounded like you were doing 40 of those at the prospect of being able to find someone's number.
What I used to do is I was really nervous because I was quite young, so I used to rustle the papers a lot, and I also used to clap for no reason.
Ah!
So I'd be like, and that's happened in the news today, yeah! For no particular reason, just clapping to myself.
Don't worry, we've got two more. They might be better.
Oh, God.
Watch out as well, men, for a new modern range of Y-fronts coming out soon. Oh, for heaven's sake. Why do they try and bring back these things that belong in the 70s? They did this with flares a while ago, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
Tried to bring those back, and that didn't work. And now they're bringing back Y-fronts. You wouldn't catch me dead wearing those, let me tell you.
Y-fronts?
This is awful. Truly awful.
You wouldn't catch me dad wearing those.
Wouldn't catch me wearing those, and that's a new mistake. I also used to do I used to have a little lisp, which I put on as well, because I thought that if you're on the radio, you used to have a little lisp. So I put it on. Okay, have you got one more, is there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hide under the actual table.
And Virginia Bottomley today has been announced as Britain's sexiest politician. One in three men, yes, one in three, would like to snuggle up between the sheets with Virginia Bottomley. And like you'd really be able to find a bed with her around.
What does that even mean?
What does it mean?
Was that a political joke that hasn't stood the test of time?
I think so. I don't know. I think you had to be there. Right. OK, that's out of the way. Good.
Do you know what? We would have laughed if you'd done a boom off the end. Do it again.
I'm not playing it again.
Play it again. And then we'll laugh. Go on.
And Virginia Bottomley today has been announced as Britain's sexiest politician. One in three men, yes, one in three, would like to snuggle up between the sheets with Virginia Bottomley. And like you'd really be able to find a bed with her around.
That is better. I should have had one of those at the time, but I didn't. Right, move on.
I'm still not sure it's funny.
Move on.
Right, the third person. This is the final one, and in my opinion, the best one. Let's hear who it is.
Hi, Mr. Scott. I'm Yola, your cleaner. I have a great news about you.
Oh, no.
Your actual cleaner, Yola. Hey, hang on a minute. Why does she call you Mr. Scott?
Hi, Mr. Scott.
Is that something that you've asked her to do?
No.
Or... Yes, you have.
I haven't.
Yes, you have. Because your housemate calls you Mr. M and she calls you Mr. Scott.
No, last week she came up to me. I didn't realise this before, but I heard her actually say, Mr. Scott, can you buy me some more Mr. Muscle? So then that's when I realised that she called me Mr. Scott.
Hi, Mr. Scott.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what she's got on you.
I've not had Yola for that long.
So she's in your house.
All the time.
A lot of the time.
Well,
and
yeah,
she gets to see inside all your drawers and your cupboards and in your bathroom and...
Yeah, this could be horrible. Okay.
But after that Virginia Bottomley clip...
Couldn't get much worse.
It's up to you. What do you want? Your truth or dare?
I would like to have...
Do the truth. Go on.
Yeah, I'll have truth. I'll have truth.
Yes! Hang on a minute. Yes!
Yes! Okay. Truth.
Okay. There she is.
Sometimes when I clean Mr. Scott's house...
It's a very tidy, yeah. Drink a lot of Coca-Cola. And the funny stories, the funny things about Mr. Scott is he keeps a picture of Mariah Carey on his fridge frozen.
Oh, no.
You have a picture of Mariah Carey on your fridge?
I do.
Why?
To stop me going in there so much.
Why is that going to stop you?
It's a picture of her looking larger than she normally does. So
you've got a picture of a larger-than-life Mariah Carey?
It's a really fat Mariah Carey, yeah.
Weight loss?
Yes. Because
of all the people that you could... Of all the big people...
No, but it's that one in Heat where it's a really bad picture of her and she just looks like a balloon.
But you're never going to look like a large woman. How is that going to put you off? Would you get a big man or something?
It does help. Because late at night, if I wake up, I'm thinking, there's cheese in there, lush, or that, like, bad things that you shouldn't eat at night. Then I think about Mariah and I think, I don't want to look like that on that picture. I want you to touch my body.
OMLG to that.
I don't want to look like that picture. And I think that nobody's going to touch my body if I look like that. So that's why. That could have been a lot worse, to be honest, with the cleaner. And is that the end of the game?
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.